Earlier this week, there was a bit of a rally in the price of wheat across Oklahoma. And Kim, what was causing that to happen?
The funds were buying wheat contracts. We talked a couple over the last couple of months. At one time, they were short 111,000 contracts. They're probably short 30 to 40,000 now. They've been buying to get out of those short positions. You buy the market, price goes up. I think the funds are what's driving prices now.
Now, aside from that, what else is happening in the markets right now?
Well, the funds are buying because they have concluded that the wheat price is moving sideways to slightly higher, so they want to get out of the shorts, get whatever profit they can. You look at El Nino, that's probably the biggest factor in the market. Go to Argentina, it's been dry there during the planting season. They're saying that they're going to have less planted acres than last year. Of course, they're expecting to get some rain this next week. They may plant some more wheat after that. Australia, if El Nino holds, they're expected to be dry. Their production will be down. Their exports will be down next year. China, El Nino again. They got too much rain, poor quality wheat. They had a big import purchase in the last couple weeks. They're expected to import twice as much wheat this year as they did last year. Of course, they only imported 55 million bushels last year, but 55 million bushels is 55 off the market. You look at India, if El Nino holds, the monsoons will be weak and their wheat production will be down. Of course, you've got Kazakhstan, Russia, Ukraine, major exporters now. It's been dry in those regions, and again, go back to the weather, and they're expected to export less than they did last year. And all that's going to be a driving force for wheat prices, and could go higher.
Now, you listed off all of those countries. How large of a player is the U.S. in the world of wheat?
Well, if you look at the price of wheat, our seasonal price movements, and normally our trend is set in the late August, September time period. That's because the U.S. this year is projected to only produce about 8% of the world's wheat crop. The major exporters, the European Union, the Soviet Union, the former Soviet Union countries, the Black Sea exporters, their major harvests are during that time period, and that normally sets the price movements. Of course, Argentina and Australia coming in October, November, December influences price. So we're a major player in the export market, but we're not near as big as we used to be.
Okay, so taking all that into play, the marketing side of it, there has to be some numbers that you're watching for baselines.
Well, I'm watching that September contract at $5 and $6. The December contract's about 60 higher. So if it goes above those, then we'll get an uptrend. Goes below that, it'll go down.
Okay, quickly. Marketing suggestions?
Well, I said a third and a third last week. Uh-huh. Given what's going on in the market, I might sell a little more than a third, but I'd sure enough sell a third at harvest.
Okay, thank you much. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.